Cemetery Tales is sponsored by Friendly Cup. Friendly Cup is an eco-friendly wheat straw plastic that does not give off that nasty plastic scent or taste. It is 100% biodegradable. Not only is this healthy for our environment, but it also keeps the temperature hotter or colder for a longer period of time compared to regular plastic. Friendly Cup allows you to drink your favorite coffee or tea in an eco-friendly cup while making the world a better place. To receive a discount on your purchase at friendlycup.org, use my discount code JUBILANTJT. You receive 25% off of your purchase. Welcome to Cemetery Tales Podcast. This is the first episode of the new year. This is 2021. Wow. That is amazing. You know, I'm a couple episodes behind, but we're not going to dwell on that because, again, this is a brand new year, and we're going to keep coming out with these episodes every week, man. You know what happened? So, give you guys an update, man. My grandfather passed away, and it kind of changed things up for me. So, the month of December was a wash. It was a complete wash. But things still continue to go on. You know, when it comes to the ghost situation, that never changed. Along with just the normal things of what I've been working on with the cemeteries. I'm going to start doing things on Clubhouse. For you guys that are familiar with Clubhouse. It'll just be under my actual name, Gerard Terrell, as opposed to Cemetery Tales Podcast. And we start working back on the YouTube channel. We're going to get right back at it. Right back at it, man. You know. So for my listeners, for all you all that's listening now, brand new, or you've been listening before, hey, keep coming with quality content to talk about. Because there's so much to talk about just around just cemetery, to spirituality. You know, we talk a little bit esoteric, you know. McCall, we're going to talk about a little bit of everything, you know, missed out. I mean, my very, very beginning episodes, we did a little video game series. You know, we talk about those things. I mean, I just seen that today, Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat is coming back with a movie, and I'm skeptical, but it look all right. I mean, minus the Steve Harvey-looking Jax guy. I mean, you know, it looks promising. I wish I didn't have steals and had, like, a little trailer, but, you know, we're working on those things to see those, and we talk about those. We also going to start talking about scary movies, a couple different Halloween movies coming up, Paranormal Activities, you know, Insidious. A lot of things to talk about, man. You know, we definitely got to talk about astral projection on one of these episodes, lucid dreaming. We'll talk about those things, because, you know, all these things are relative and it's important. You know, even the moon and moon phases, we don't want to go too far. I don't want to, like, completely change the channel, but I do want to touch on those things because these are some things that I see people practice inside of the cemetery. I done seen people try to conjure spirits. I done seen people with Ouija boards inside the cemeteries. I done seen on the Day of the Dead people in there, like, candles and rituals. You know, and these things that I feel should be talked about, because these things are happening in the cemetery. It is amazing. It's crazy. Unbelievable. So, this episode, I guess let you guys know what's going on with this ghost situation. So, went ahead and was going to see my daughter. And I tell you my experience, and then I tell you what the experience was told to me. You know, but I talk about my own personal experience first. So, before I left my job, I seen a cardinal was in my building, you know. It flew around, and, you know, a lot of things about a cardinal that you see when you see them, it's usually like an ancestor or loved one, you know, letting you know, like, hey, we okay, I'm okay, you know, reach out to you. And also, you know, it could be like a signal that you need to know. Just pay attention to. Maybe it's something that you need to start paying attention to. Maybe it's a number sequence. And we'll talk about those further along and further in different episodes. Not tonight, not today. You know, but other episodes, we'll talk about those things. But, so I left my job after seeing the cardinal. I go to see my daughter. When I see my daughter, it was regular. Nothing was crazy. until I end up going to sleep. So I'm sitting on the couch, we playing, and I messed around and fell asleep. But all of a sudden, the TV come on by itself. I was like, oh man, okay, well, there's nobody in here. I'm just sitting here on the couch by myself. And the TV is on, and I see the channels changing. I was like, oh, okay, well, am I sitting on the remote? Where's the remote at? I'm like, no, the remote is over there on the chair over there. There's nobody sitting in the chair. It's only one remote for the TV. Well, there's somebody playing with their phone or something, but I'm like, everybody's asleep. So channel changes, it changes, it changes. Go to a country music station, it stops. I said, okay, this is interesting. And all of a sudden, the volume go up. And not just a little bit up, it go up, up. And I was like, okay, wait, this don't make sense. So I get up, I turn the TV off, and I'm like, let me go just see if anybody's up, you know, or anybody close enough to where they can do something with the TV, with the phones maybe. I was like, nah, nobody, that's interesting, nothing. So I walk from, like, I get up from the couch, walk to the bedroom, and I'm like, oh, okay, obviously it's something right here in this area because it's cold, but the house is like hot, it's warm, you know, it's cold outside, so you gotta have heat on right now, it's wintertime. You know, I am in Houston, but still, it's a little chilly at night. You get about 35, 40, you know. So I said, okay, something's here. I don't know what it is. So, you know, the normal routine. And we'll go deeper in further episodes on this podcast as we, you know, go out to, throughout the year. And it's just like, hey, can you please leave? We don't need you here right now. It's not necessary. Just go. And then that cold disappeared. Now, the day before I told you this story just now, something similar like that happened when I wasn't there, to where it was like somebody opened the door and walked through the house and turned the TV on. And, you know, I was told that it was a shadow, you know, a shadow looking guy with a hat on, sat down, and, you know, TV came on and went to the country music station again, and then everything shut off. All the lights, everything shut off. TV, kitchen, all the lights, and then the lights came back on, and then the little shadow figure was gone. You know, I'm not there, but this is what was told to me. So I said, that's interesting, because I actually seen it with my own eyes. The TV come on, volume. So of course I'm surprised, and I know I probably will get a message about this or email, but what time was it when this happened, right? So this happened somewhere between 3 in the morning and 3:30 in the morning, which, you know, I guess they call that, what, witching hour? Witching time? So I thought that was even more interesting that it happened around that time, too. So they make you think, what does this mean? Why was it like this? You know, maybe we need to dive deeper. So one of these days, I'm going to record it. I think I put, I put like 3 recordings of me just using Sage and just me doing a talking method. You know, it's other ways to do it, but, you know, it's not about trying to anger or, you know, anything like that. It's about just, hey, I know you're here. If you can leave, it'd be nice. Boom. And half the time, if it's something just regular, it leaves. It really does. It really does leave. That's something that I think it's important to put out there, that whatever it is, it actually leaves. Now, if it's something that's a little different, because, you know, we'll talk about the differences between, like, ghosts or poltergeists or things like that on a different episode, but if it's something stronger, you know, then it's like different. Now you gotta start doing extra stuff. Maybe you gotta get some holy water, you know, maybe you gotta bring in a priest, you know, maybe you gotta say some things, read some things, you know, maybe you gotta do some things when it comes to, since, you know, if you didn't know, I'm a Reiki practitioner, Reiki master, you know, certified, everything, you know, sometimes you gotta do those things too to get what you gotta do to remove something. Sometimes you gotta go that route. So it's a lot of different things depending on what it is, but you got to figure out what it is in the time. You never really want to go strong right away. Just get a feel for what you got to do. Now, I did receive an email from somebody that asked, and I feel terrible I missed it. And I responded back, and I received a response back where a couple had an issue with something going on in their bathroom. And it sounded real similar to something that was going on in my bathroom at different times. So I understand. It was like, man, what's going on? Why is the bathroom Why the stopper in the bathroom moving? Why the sink come on by itself? Why is the toilet running? Why there's, you know, all these things happening? And you make it wonder, make you wonder, like, what the heck is going on? You know, so I respond to the email. I hope they can get back with me. You know, we can go over some things. It was a couple out in Florida that actually sent me that email. And if you listen to this, hey, hit me up. Hit me on my email or, you know, any of social media. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, Cemetery Tales Podcast. Or you can even find me on my personal page. Either way, reach out to me and we can figure these things out because I'm actually going to be in Florida soon. You know, somewhere around March or April, I think. I think it's more March. I think it was March 9th, I think, where I'll be in Florida. So, you know, maybe I can assist because I'll be out there. I'll be in Miami, but, I mean, Florida's Florida. You know, we can go anywhere up and down 75, you know, and we can figure it out. You know, if we got to drive to Tampa or we got to go to the other side and go to Fort Lauderdale or Orlando, wherever, you know, Jacksonville, wherever, you know, we'll make it happen just to assist in the process and see what's going on, you know. So I just wanted to put this podcast out there because I haven't put one out and this is the first one for the year. I'm going to come with a more organized one in the next couple of days and then we go back to our regular schedule. We're doing at least 4 a month. Not necessarily every Friday. I would like to keep that schedule, but I do want to at least promise y'all at least I do 4 a month. And this is not included in that 4, just so you know. So I got some work to do, right? But I do want to, you know, let you know that one of these podcasts coming up, I will talk about my visit back to Ohio. On my YouTube channel, you will see, like, the pictures of me walking in my old cemetery, doing my cemetery walkthrough of my old cemetery I used to work at. And just a little bit of the things that I see or I have seen, I just think it's pretty good. So when you get a chance, hey, check it out. I have that video completed and up on the page in the next couple of days, but I will have a new podcast episode this week coming up. So I appreciate you for listening. This is the Cemetery Tales Podcast. My name is Gerard Terrell. And again, you can find me. I am on Clubhouse as Gerard Terrell, but you can find me on Facebook or Instagram, Cemetery Tales Podcast, and then definitely YouTube, Cemetery Tales Podcast. So check me out. We got some stuff coming. We're doing some things different. 2021, I appreciate you for listening. Thank you.